We're back. Here we go, baby. Yep. We got the Instagram page up and going. Everybody, please check it out. Loving the support so far. Thank you so much.
Oh man. I like it.
I had to do it. It makes it a lot easier to get people to check your stuff out. You know, Facebook's like, you know,
meh.
Like, but Instagram, it's
the gram. Into MySpace soon. Facebook, you
know,
gone.
We just want to get a little buzz going before we got the gram page up. But, you know, now it's up and we got the new setup. You know, we're excited about where things are headed. So, you know, we figured we'd throw some stuff out there. Let's connect.
I like it. Definitely.
Treasure Valley Eco Wash. Check them out, man. I know I plugged them last time. Get them again. Gene Luzzi, former CST guy. He's a guard guy, military, army. Support your vets. Veteran-owned company, man. 99%. Like eco-friendly, kills all the germs, safe, the whole deal. Check them out, please. Boom. Also, Bison, what is it called?
Bison Fence.
Our boy Randall Colt Kniggy Esquire and his brother Cody Kniggy. They're doing fences. Check them out.
Boom.
They put up some fence. Quick, fast, and in a hurry, too. And it's affordable. Fit Donut, check out Fit Donut. If you haven't been to Fit Donut, are you living under a rock?
Maybe.
Or in a rock? Okay.
Whoa.
Iraq. <Hey. laughs> Because I'm telling you, Fit Donut, protein donuts, super good stuff. I love them. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, though. Between you, me, and the wall and the microphones, I love real donuts.
Hey.
Let me tell you something.
Look at me.
If you like cupcakes and stuff like that, boom, that's your jam. Those Fit Donuts. And I like their Fit Donuts. Don't get me wrong. Like, I dig the chocolate peanut butter Fit Donut. Get in there, get it. Awesome. You'll love it. Give Emily a shout.
Don't forget.
They taste like cupcakes, kind of. They're really, really good. Like a cake.
Man, my mouth watered just thinking about it.
Dude, it's super good.
Don't forget the that raspberry cheesecake.
Raspberry cheesecake. That's Adam's jam. He likes the raspberry
cheesecake.
Yeah, I love the peanut because it's got Reese's Pieces on it. Stop it. Talk dirty to me.
Dude, I'm starving. I haven't even eaten dinner yet. You stop it.
You know, I ate a couple sandwiches around 4:30. I'm going to grab some food on the way home. You know what I mean? I had to get over here, you know? Traffic wasn't even that bad getting out here either.
Good.
Yeah, it was nice.
Roads are clear?
Yeah, you know, that work on the freeway is helping out a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah, it's growing. You know,
sucks going into Boise. Doesn't help.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So we got a cool little topic this week. We're going to... What? Should I not
you
even
remember back in our day?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
We're going old school on this one.
You confused me. I was like, wait, what? Did I do something wrong?
Dropping bombs. Yeah. You did not see that one coming, folks.
Back in my day, we've all heard it, okay, tons of times, numerous times.
Your grandparents. Back in grandparents,
your parents, your uncles, your aunts, whatever. But we find ourselves saying it now, too.
Yes.
Don't we?
Back in my day.
I can't help. I don't actually say it that way, though, because I hate the term back in my day.
Nope, I say it.
But I say
it's freaking hilarious.
But I say, you know, when I was growing up. Which is another way of saying
back in my
day.
You better not say that around me because I'll look at you and say, back in your day.
So back in my day, there's other ways to say it. And I was like, back when I was growing up, or when I was growing up, or when I was younger, this is how we used to do it.
Speaking of it,
right.
I love it when my kids say, when I was a kid, I just look at them and say,
you are a kid.
Is when you were younger.
Just pump the brake. Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. You may be 11, but you're still a kid.
They're all ready to grow up, man. They're ready to go.
Dude, I'm ready to grow up.
Your kids when they're like, well, when I was a kid, I was like, cool, so you're an adult? You going to chip in or what?
You're going to help with start paying?
Help with these bills.
Boom.
You know what I mean? Since you're so grown.
Chipping in.
Yeah.
Here, you want to babysit?
Pay it forward.
We'll pay you to babysit. We're going to take it right back.
Yeah. Let's just take it off the tab. So I got a running tab from when Juliana was prior to being born to now. Is that I charge my child for the pregnancy, the bills, the birth.
Interest too? Is it going to be interest?
Are you ain't nothing free.
Hey, what are you, a money loan system? Are you going to charge her 20% interest or something?
I taught my kid right out the womb, listen, ain't nothing free in this life.
And life's not fair.
And it ain't fair.
Oh, I tell my kids
fair's
that all the time.
For pigs and popcorn, all right?
Woo!
Okay.
Ooh, love me corn dogs.
Maybe a corn dog and some carnies with three teeth.
Easy.
That's fair.
All right.
Fair. Life isn't fair.
Life is not fair. I tell my kids all that.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Life's not fair. Get used to it.
And then you go, when I was younger, or back in my day, I used to have to pay to get up in the morning, and I paid before I went to bed.
Back in my day, I had to knit my own socks.
Old Nana Stokes used to make me pay for my pillowcases and my linens. And why is it when you say an old story, your voice changes?
Yeah, I was
like, hey, Dad, why when you tell an old story does your voice change?
Because that's my storytelling accent. Well, it's just... Okay. It's like every time I move with myself, because I always got some southern accent. So
I think we all wish we were from the South. Even people that are from the South.
They're like, I wish I was more South.
And then, yeah, and then we're up here like, man, I wish I had some kind of accent. And then they, have you ever met anybody from the South, really? And then they go, man, you guys got a funny accent. You go like,
oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
No, there's a lady.
Listen, y'all. Y'all got a funny accent.
Y'all got a funny accent. What?
I'm like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nope.
That right there.
Right there. You the way you done said that.
You wouldn't pronounce your words.
you enunciate.
You enunciate your sounds. Yeah, I guess I don't string three words into one. Yeah. Y'all let it right out.
Which did you? Sensuous. Oh, Jeff Foxworthy. Gotta love him. Well. Hey, no. It's, yeah, growing up.
Yeah.
I wish, you know, I will remember the story probably later tonight when I'm laying in bed.
Yeah. Y'all, but total recall.
Dude, I totally pulled the back in my day on my kids the other day.
What was it about?
I can't remember, though.
Oh,
but we,
man.
Okay, we were sitting at dinner, and I was like, you know, because we were talking about school. Oh, boom. Got it.
Oh, okay. Snapped really hard at my... And yeah, you're pointing at me. He's pointing at me, folks.
Listen.
He's got a super hard finger. Take it easy.
Listen here.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you were any closer, I'd be poking you
in the
chest.
We're going to drag this out long enough that you're going to forget because you're old as...
That is true.
I was going to say a word. Dumps.
Been living under a rock.
Anyway. Or a rock.
So my kids go to the elementary that my wife went to.
Okay, wow. Yeah, that already does one of those. Right back in my day, they didn't have drinking fountains.
Yeah, and then I went to one that was on the opposite side of the valley.
Right,
but they were both mimicked, like they were both like mirrored of each other. They were built
the same building.
Yeah,
got it.
And which I haven't been in that middle school since I left there.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the '90s, back in my day.
How old are you, man?
But
old enough to vote. Get out and vote. And then we're like, don't tell me what to do.
You get out of here.
I'll vote,
garbage.
I guess. Right. Kanye.
Wheezy.
I'm voting Wheezy up in it. Shoot.
But
be better. No.
I don't know. Valerie was talking to the kids about when she was going there and everything, and then I was like, well, back in our day.
So you said R?
Yeah.
And I was looking at you like, don't be bringing me.
Yeah, well, no, well, like I said, she's only a year younger than us
right.
in school.
Yeah.
And so, but I guess they have a different cafeteria that was built now. Well, it was the gym and the cafeteria. The tables would sit up into the walls, and then they'd pull them down.
Mm.
And then you'd sit, you know, and so that's the way it was. But now they have their own cafeteria and their own gym.
Right.
And so back in, I was like, hey, back in our day, you know, the gym was our cafeteria, we, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, and Valerie made fun of me for saying, back in our day. And then I was like, well, yeah, you know. And then I started, well, back in our day, you know, we used to walk, you know, to school uphill both ways in the snow. And I was like, you know, fighting polar bears off.
Those old stories, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, fighting polar bears off with a broomstick. And then Allie goes, there's no polar bears around here. And I said, not anymore. Boom! She just looked at me like, shut up, Dad.
So you hit him with the most overused old person tale of all time.
Well, yeah.
Uphill both ways in the snow, barefoot.
Yeah, but that part was the joke.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. But the real part was talking about the gym.
Okay.
Because the only reason why I went into the... walk uphill both ways in the snow is because Valerie started making fun of me for saying back in my day.
Right, yeah. It's interesting, too, looking back on it, like how many stories had something to do with walking in the snow and uphill both ways. Like, what hill? Where
going
are you?
Both ways. That doesn't make any sense.
Where are you going to school? Where do you live? Are you just on a mountain? Like, just how that never stops going up? I don't understand. Help me out. Maybe they lived on an escalator, but like one that just goes up all the time. So
maybe
there's only one way out of here, buddy, and it's up.
Like, it's going up.
I don't understand it.
I have no idea. That's whatever. A good question.
I find myself. It's interesting because I love our, I guess our generation, like our age group, like we are old enough that we remember things a lot different than they are now. But yeah. We're young enough that we are pretty hip with what's happened now, and we can, mm-hmm. you know, we're with it, like with the like playing Xbox or, mm-hmm. you know, hitting the games or talking music or movies with kids. So even some people are like, oh, I've been TikTok and all this other stuff. I'm not as into it, but you know, like
I'm into the TikTok. I watch them.
Yeah, yeah, but we're with it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's some stuff like that's so young, like the TikTok dances that kids do. It's like, blah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, the whole like, in like Fortnite dances.
Yeah, Fortnite, but the floss. But you got plenty of adults know how to play Fortnite. Probably just as good as some of these kids. Call of Duty, man. I got friends that are older than me that are like super good at Call of Duty. They're on there playing 13-year-old kids like all day, every day.
Trash talking them.
Yeah, trash talking. Take that, child. You know what I'm doing?
Back in your diaper.
You know what I'm doing? I remember the first time. Actually, this is funny. Back in my day. So when online gaming was first starting, okay, I used to go to our buddy Casey Preck's house. Casey.
Ooh,
love you,
Casey.
Buddy. Love you. And we'd go to his house, and this was early college years for me, so this was around like 2006, 7, 8 yeah. area.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother would be down there, Pat, and he'd have a little headset on. And I remember I'd get on there, and it'd be this kid. I mean, we're talking like 10 years old, probably 11, yeah. playing at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd talk all this trash, and he'd beat me, and then I'd be like, you know what I'm going to go do? I'm going to go have a beer, because I can. And I'd talk like real world trash to him. Like, while you're sitting here wiping your little hiney, playing games, when your mom's going to come down and yell at you, I get to go and have some drinks and go party, even right now if I want to. Enjoy that. Ha. Because I was no good at the game, so I just hit him with real life stuff.
Yeah.
I still do that. Yeah.
To your daughter?
Really, yeah, to my kid. Oh, yeah? Well, guess what I'm going to go do? Party! Which means going to bed at like 9 o'clock. There's your party.
I just tell my kid, hey, you know what? You're going to go to bed. You know what I'm going to do? Stay up.
It's just like...
But then I fall asleep.
The things that are so in, you know, like with like music and streaming movies and all that, like I was super into that growing up anyway. And so I was always, you know, like I you know, tapes when I was doing it. There was CDs and then, you know, all that and... With movies too, like DVD or VHS, and it was DVDs. Once you know, I got into college, like around 03, 04, DVDs were loud and big and getting them. But it's like, as things transitioned into, you know, like then it was like downloading stuff. You know, I was all into downloading when it came out. You know, remember Napster and LimeWire and FrostWire, all these things. Kids don't have any idea because they just have Spotify and they have Apple Music, they have Pandora. But it's like you used to have to download music.
Well, first, it was Napster.
Yeah, Napster.
And then that one.
Then it was LimeWire.
Then it was LimeWire. They just killed your computer.
FrostWire.
See, I never did the FrostWire. Yeah, FrostWire was heard of it, actually.
It broke off of LimeWire. Then you had BearShare.
See, it was LimeWire, and then after that, it was.
LimeWire lasted a long time. And then it was just like what it would come down to is LimeWire, say it didn't have something you were looking for, then you try one of the other ones.
Oh.
LimeWire usually had it. And then it's like, oh, it doesn't have it, so I'll try one of the other ones. So I downloaded, in college, my buddy Mario, he had a computer, we all used it, so we all used LimeWire, but his computer was getting bogged down with all kinds of stuff we're downloading because you got LimeWire, and then it would be like, well, that ain't getting it, so we had FrostWire, we got BearShare on there, his computer. And then he'd try to get on there and do like actual schoolwork and probably had to wait like 20 minutes just to get whatever version of Microsoft Word was out there because there was so much crap.
So many viruses on there, too.
Yeah, and YouTube was, like, picking up and getting going, but it still wasn't what it is now. And so you had to download anything, like, you wanted to watch anything, you had to download it.
Oh,
like a movie,
and it took, and it took, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
And then by the time you download it and you look at it and it's the Spanish version.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes.
Like, it's not even the right one!
Because, it's like, you know, and that's the thing, and there's still that out there, like Reddit, you know, is a community of sharing, basically, right? Huge now. But that's always been around, man. Napster started that. FrostWire, all the LimeWire. It was a sharing community.
Yeah.
But you're, like, trusting whoever, fire god_420 this is the version you want, man. The English version. This is the good one. You're like, heck yeah, man. And you hit it, and then it's not. You're like,
wait a minute.
Damn you, fire god _420 You lied to me. That took a day and a half. Now I gotta find that again.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, so it is. It's like you tell the kids, you have no idea the struggle that we endured having to download illegal material, pirated materials. Now it's all out there.
Curse you, Metallica drummer, for getting Napster banned.
Hi, I'm Lars Ulrich. I really don't like that you guys are downloading our stuff. Please stop. Thank you.
Oh,
being a huge Metallica fan, though, I do support them, you know.
Oh, I do, yeah.
You're trying to drop a track that you're working really hard on, and then what happened? I remember, because I was about to say read. I don't read. I listen. I use Audible. Audible. Hey, that's a great thing, right?
That's exactly what I do.
I listen to the Metallica autobiography, or biographies. There's two of them that came out. They're really good. But it was like they were trying to make the song for the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack, I Disappeared. Great song. Here I go into those days. You know, everybody knows the song. Dun, dun, anyway, great song. But it took him like five different versions in the studio to get to the final one. Mm-hmm. And like the radio was playing their unfinished song demo from, because they got off Napster, and started playing on the radio. So you could imagine they're a little peeved.
Perturbed.
Yeah, you're a little upset because you're like, I'm trying to, you want people to hear the final product, not the garage version, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I get that. I do. You know, you got to respect the art.
But still.
But yeah.
I mean, it's like, away from us. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they didn't.
That's all we had.
I mean, Napster went away, but LimeWire was still out there, and you could download all the songs you want on that. True. Like, that's the thing. Napster went away, but all these other things stayed. So.
Yeah. I love the. Yeah. What was it? Ocean's 11 or something like that with Seth Green in it?
What?
And
he's not in Ocean's 11? It's George Clooney in like.
No, Italian Job. Sorry.
Oh.
The Italian
Seth Green, with Mark Wahlberg.
And when he's all, I was the one that invented Napster. You know why they called it Napster? Because one day I was napping and my roommate stole it from me. That's why they called it Napster. It's me.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie, man. But yeah, I mean, it's like, it's so crazy, you know, you just constantly, like, I always think about it, like, all the time. Like, I still have a box of CDs, you know, I can't get rid of them, I keep them. Like, it's like, that was my allowance, like, growing up,
You gave me a lot of your
CDs. Well, that was burnt CD. Like, I used to do that. I was so into music and, like, collecting CDs and DVDs, like, movies. I had the Blu-rays and, like, even, I barely just stopped buying any of that stuff because now I just, like, have a hard drive that I rip movies to and then I have it and I watch them digitally.
So just the other day, I was walking through Walmart, and I passed by one of their bins.
Yeah, the 2 for $11.
One of those are like $5 ones, and Coming to America was sitting on top.
Coming to America is a great movie.
You know how I wanted to grab it, but I don't be like, am I really going to bust the DVD player out? And
I'll give you my Plex login, man. You can use it. Get with the 21st century, bro.
Dude, I don't have any of that. It's an app. I can barely do this whole podcast thing.
I know, man. Dude, like, it's insane.
If it wasn't for YouTube,
I
wouldn't know how to do this podcast.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
And so other than that, like, the program that I use to edit and everything, like, I could do so much more on it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to.
Right.
But, I mean, I could probably put special effects in there and everything. I don't know how to.
Dude, I remember...
When it comes to technology, dude, I am terrible.
I remember talking to...
You already told me I was old.
No, I remember talking to my buddy, Josh Westerberg. What's up, Josh? Years ago. And I'd buy DVDs. I was like, dude, you know, someday, you're not even going to need that. They're going to be streaming everything. And like, I'm like, God, get out of here. And then I remember even then, and that's why I wish I had our buddy Alex Holtry's brain and like computer skills.
Yes.
Because I remember having an idea. I was like, wouldn't it be cool if like you could take all the movies you own and then somehow put them on like a hard drive and then stream it out? Plex. That's what Plex is.
Yeah.
I use it and I share it with people, so I'll share it too. I'll give it to you. Okay. My entire movie. You use software to rip a movie, you put it on a hard drive, and then you can leave it connected to the motherboard, your computer, and as long as the server's up, you can download the app on any device, whatever, and watch the movies that are on there, just like Netflix or anything else.
Really?
It's amazing.
Didn't know any of this.
I wish I had the idea first, you Plex creators. How dare you? I'm like the Napster guy.
Yeah.
It was my idea. How many people say that? I had all these good ideas, but I don't have any way of doing it. I have no money. I have no resources. I have no brains.
Well, that's like
but
on,
I had the idea.
That's like on Friends when Rossi's like, I came up with the idea of Die Hard. I wrote it on a napkin and threw it away. They must have stolen my napkin out of the garbage.
Or that's why I came up with the idea of Jurassic Park, and it shows like the chalkboard and like all the notes that he from like his ideas from Jurassic Park. It's just funny. I think a lot of us always have good ideas. Our brains, you know, we're walking computers. A lot of us don't have the means or even the capability to do it.
Oh yeah. But, well, just like last episode when you talked about driving through those lights over in the. Dude, like 12 years ago.
Yeah, you'd mentioned that. Yeah.
I drove through one in Utah, and I was like, "That'd be awesome to do one over here in the area."
Yeah. You just got to have the means.
I didn't have the means. No and means. And here, 12 years later, I'm driving through it like, these guys are making freaking bank.
Yeah, and honestly, and people are loving it. I feel like it could be better too, man. I mean, who am I to say?
Well,
who am I to say? But they only had 3 songs, okay? They only had 3 songs. Come on now. True. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was good, but...
I mean, I had some ideas. Like, I still have ideas in my head that would add to that, but...
Figure out a way, man.
You got any land I can buy?
I have no land, sir. No land. Going down, sir.
Droopy dog. That was random.
That was
rare droopy.
Oh, yeah.
Back in my day, I used to watch cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Looney Tunes?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Dude, I got the kid into Looney Tunes, though. Mm-hmm. She likes them. Yeah, she's like, well, they just brought it back out, too, actually. New Looney Tunes episodes on HBO Max, if you have the app.
I don't.
Or the account, HBO.
The account.
So HBO Max is like Netflix on steroids. It's basically it's like all over the place. It's got everything from HBO shows to South Park to Friends to whatever. I mean, it's just like they can't make up their minds, so they're just streaming everything. And they were getting ragged on it super hard when they came out. I'm like, I love that. This got every this random like cool.
Well, now like when Netflix first came out, like they had so many accounts and everything, they had a lot of awesome stuff on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they lost it all, and then they started doing Netflix originals, which helped them. But now it's like if you don't want to watch the original and you go on there and you try and look for a movie, they don't really have new movies on there.
No, not really. I mean, they're bringing stuff, but yeah, I mean that's the thing is like because they're every like movie like you know HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, whatever. You can go add them on to like Hulu or whatever, and then they're all got movies and stuff. So it's like. That's the thing we were talking about back in my day. We didn't have streaming. You got the rabbit ears or maybe a Prime Star. Remember Prime Star? You had Prime Star satellite dish.
Yeah. Well, before not DirecTV. Just that, but like even before DVDs were huge. I mean, you had the VHS. You know, Be Kind, Rewind. Hey-o.
Dude, Blockbuster.
Sit there and
go rent a movie on the weekend.
Wait 10 minutes.
How many people did that? That was amazing.
Dude, your Friday night was lit.
Yeah. Man, I'm going down to Hollywood Video. Yeah. I'm going to get me a movie. We're going to go.
We're going to go to Pizza Hut, get some pizza. Because I read enough minutes, I get a free pizza.
Yeah. I'm going to punch my hand for no reason.
Yeah, dog.
Might even get a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Blockbuster, Hollywood Video. Everybody had video stores. Dude, none of them exist now. Redbox took them out. Boom. They're like the Amazon.
Now, where's Redbox, though?
They're around.
I mean, they're still around, but I mean, they're not as big as they used to be.
That's how I get a lot of my movies, man. I get a new movie, put it on the play. I rent the movie in the Redbox for like $2 for the Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. And then I have software that, as long as you don't sell it, it's not legal. That's the thing. I don't sell it. Mm-hmm. I don't sell it. I don't make money off this. I do it for my own movie. So it's totally legal. I rent the movie. I put it on my hard drive. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger, so now I got like a 4-terabyte hard drive for the motherboard, for Steve Box, as I call it.
Steve Box.
Patent that. You can't have it, Red Box, Steve Box, what up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a space in between Steve and Box, so it's not the same thing. Get off me.
There's a space in between. There's a space.
So I go get the movie, $2, rip it, boom, it's on there. Mm-hmm. Half the time I don't even watch it till weeks later, if at all. There's still tons of movies. I can't keep up. Shoot.
I'll watch them for you.
Yeah. It's awesome, though. Nice. I got like 2,000 movies on there. I mean, from
my collection.
See, I
didn't know about that because that's funny. I'll give it to you. Just the other day, like, I was walking by our DVD shelf.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're never going to watch these. Like, I'm not going to freaking go pop this in. I'm like, I wish there was a way that I could just download them all.
Oh, man. I could.
Oh, well, now I know.
I'll take whatever DVDs you got. I'll rip them, put them on there, and then you have them forever.
I need you to do Life for me.
Life? Which one's Life? Martin Lawrence and
Eddie Murphy.
I have it.
Yep.
No, it's on there. I have it. It's a great movie.
We next.
I got it. I'll get you set up before I leave.
I like it.
Yeah, they keep updating the server too, because when I first got it like a couple years ago, you could tell when too many people were using it at once. I'm like, God dang it. I'm so sick. I mean, I share it with people, but now everybody's using it at once, and like, and I'd like change the password and kick everybody out. So I'm like, I'm going to watch it. So, but now, like, the server's super fast. So, like, you know, 10, 12 people on it at once, doesn't matter. No issue. So, nice. Pretty cool, yeah.
So, I remember back in the day.
When I was younger.
Yeah, when we were younger. So there was the video games, but then computer games became really popular.
Dude, and Command and Conquer. You remember? Did you ever play that? Or any of the build 'em up games? Like, you know, you had Command and Conquer, Red Alert, Age of Empires. Like those games, you could build. And
well,
then,
you
like,
had Doom that you played.
Well,
a lot.
Doom was first person. I mean, that was the thing. That's what got us going, right?
Yeah.
That was the first person shooter, Doom, and then Duke Nukem.
Yes. Duke Nukem.
And I'm going to say this. I got to do it because it's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. But I'm all out of gum. Hail to the king, baby. Duke Nukem was the best game, dude.
What was it? what was the game called? Apparently it turned into World of Warcraft.
StarCraft.
No, it was the one with the ogres that... it was like...
Diablo? I don't know. I'm just naming stuff
now. I'm going to think of it.
They're all like very similar. Those build-em-up games.
Well, I know, but it was with the ogres.
I don't remember.
I can't remember the name of
it. Where's Cameron when I need him?
Or Alex.
Alex!
That guy!
It's this game.
Thanks, nerd. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Alex.
I'm just going to tear this computer apart and put it back together for fun.
Yeah.
That's what he used to do, this guy. Yeah. Amazing.
No,
I love it.
See, it's funny because he's a jock.
Yeah.
Like, you look at him and you're like, that guy's a jock. He's a football player and everything.
Yeah.
You would not know that he's like.
He's got like three computers that he's built from scratch. You're like, what?
Now you look at me and you're just like, okay.
What are you?
Me? I'm not a dang thing.
No, that's what they look at you like. What are you?
You're an ogre. You're an angry elf. You're from the South Pole.
You look like the elf from Lord of the Rings.
That's about what I am. You?
With the axe? What's that guy's name?
Oh, yes. With the big beard.
I think his name is Adam.
Yes.
Adamus.
Oh.
But, yeah, man. Doom, right? Yeah, it was Doom.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Duke Nukem. They had the first person shooter games, and then you got into like the build up games. Like, but that's where multiplayer games started. If you get on the internet, which here we go, we had AOL. Like,
dial up. The free one that came with the in the mail.
Right, you got mail.
30 minutes of free internet.
My parents, we actually started getting internet. I was like in middle school, but you'd have to disconnect the phone, right? Because it's the same outlet. And so we'd be off the phone for like an hour because I'd like call my buddy, hey man, we're going to play multiplayer Red Alert.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, all right. And my parents would be like, cool, you can play it this time. So we connect. But it would suck like if it would take forever to connect because obviously this is like, I don't know, 1997. I don't know what year this is. Whatever. And then you could finally start playing. It's all glitchy the whole time. But you had fun because you didn't know any better. And then... if it like froze, it's like you knew till you were like in sync with this person because there's no cell phones. They'd be like, oh, game froze, and then you plug the phone back in and start calling, and you get busy signal, and then all of a sudden it ring through. Hey man, hey, we gotta try that again. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, and then we're back in and you play. But that was what it was. That was normal. It was no big deal. You're happy you had internet and playing these games, but it was so fun, man. Gosh, I still miss those games, dude. Like Red Alert was. The shiznit, okay? Command and Conquer, Red Alert. So fun. Did you ever play this?
Now here's the problem, though. I'm still to this day, I'm not a gamer.
Right.
I mean, I've never really, I tried my hand at, like, computer games, you know, like Doom and stuff that. But then, other than that,
die.
Yeah. But, no.
That's not nice.
I've never been... like, all those ones, I never really played those.
I've always gamed, but I'm not a gamer, and the reason why I say that is because I've never... it's very specific games that I would play, even to this day. Like, I don't just play all different games. Like, it was, like, very specific games that I got into, and those were the ones that I played.
Yeah.
So, like, the computer games, it was always, like, the same... there were those strategy, like, build-em-up games, like... you'd have to start with nothing and build a fort or a base, and... like, Age of Empires was awesome, because you could be in, like... some like the 12th century and you're building like a wall and you got archers and then there's the, you know, somebody, the Mongols or Franks are attacking your northeastern corner wall and you're like, I can't build archer towers fast enough. God, it always beats me on hard. I spent 3 hours building this fortress just to have it demolished in 5 minutes. Thanks a lot, Franks. That was Age of Empires.
I like it. No, I never did that.
Do you ever have like Nintendo or Super Nintendo?
Well, yeah, we had Nintendo, so right. Super Nintendo.
What were you into? Were you a Nintendo guy, Super Nintendo, or were you a Sega guy?
No, Nintendo.
See, I was Super Nintendo. Yeah, I was as well.
Yeah, no, it was.
I'd go to my friend's house with Sega.
It was like Mario
to play Sega.
Yeah,
yeah. But you had one or the other. It wasn't like both. Like very rarely did you see anybody have both.
Well, you had to be freaking uber rich back then.
Well, yeah, or you know, yeah, or just typically like my buddy. He was an only child, you know, so and his parents did pretty well. Mm-hmm. So he had like the Sega and the Super Nintendo, and it was a pretty cool setup. So I'd go over there and play.
Like with Sega though, like I think their claim to fame was
Sonic.
Sonic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't get in a lot of Sega. Had Sonic, which was cool, but the game I really loved was X-Men. There was an X-Men game on there, and it was pretty cool. And, like, Alex, you know, with those jailbroke Xboxes he gives us with all the games on and stuff. So it's got that X-Men game on it. I played it with Juliana. Like, we played it because you can play two-player on it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard, though. Like, you play some of these old games, I'm like, how are these so easy when I was younger, because is super hard now. Have you played, like...
I think our reflexes are just gotten a lot slower.
Well, remember, regular Nintendo, you had A and B. You had two buttons, right? And the arrows. And you try to play those games now, like, for example, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game, the first game where you drove around in the little van, then you went in the sewer, and you fought, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That game is not easy, okay? We tried playing it recently. I just skipped right to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade. That was a little easier.
Yeah.
Remember that one? You're in the fiery building and you're killing and and you fight forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Turtles 3. Turtles in Time.
Boom.
One of the greatest games of all time. I'm telling you. You guys don't even know. Back in my day, that game aged well because you can play it now. That game's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Awesome.
Okay. So, random. TikTok.
Okay.
There's a guy that I just started following.
Yeah.
And he's like, he does stuff from like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
But he does a lot of things with video games. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, did you know in this game, if you do this, like in Mario, there's a secret world. And then he'll tell you, you know, he'll show you on there the secret world.
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
Or be like, here's a, if you go through this portal, if you do this and this and this and go through this portal, it takes you all the way to the end of the game. You know, in on the first level. And he'll show you on there.
That's
and
cool. So, that's on TikTok or YouTube?
No, that's on TikTok.
Oh, cool.
And so I was watching a bunch of them, and I'm just like, holy cow.
Dude, that stuff's
like,
all over
like,
you.
Like, yeah, one, he was like, totally forgot about that.
Right, right.
Or two, it was like, oh, I never knew about that.
Yeah.
And so, but no, like I said, I was more of the Nintendo.
Yeah, for sure.
And then when it came out, the PlayStation.
See, I did the 64. Never... I didn't do...
Oh, okay, okay, the 64. Yes, the 64.
I had a friend that had PlayStation. We used to play Resident Evil 2, mm-hmm. which that game was awesome. Still amazing. And Blitz. It was the original Blitz. Because they only had it on PlayStation. They didn't have it on 64 yet, because Blitz 2000 came out in 99. That's when Nintendo got its Blitz. And that game rocks. We still play that game.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo 64. So amazing.
Yeah. So I used to go over to Alex's all the time.
Yeah.
And, but growing up, we played the best game that I ever played it all the time. Still play it. It's Tecmo Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like Tecmo Bowl?
I'm Raiders every time.
Be Bo Jackson.
Hand him up, bam, gone.
That's not even fair. He just runs backwards and then you do the zigzag thing.
Do the zigzag back and
speed,
forth.
Speed, baby. Yep. Bo Jackson.
And then once they catch on that you're giving it to him, just give it to
Marcus
Allen, which is up the middle, and he gone.
That's so crazy how they have Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen.
Yeah.
Those are your running backs.
And then you got Tim Brown as a receiver.
Yeah.
But the quarterback, terrible.
Yeah, who was the
quarterback? Slayer or something like that.
It wasn't Jeff Hostetler?
No. Well, I think he was a backup.
Oh.
But they had another guy, like Slater or something. Schrader. Like
Schrader. No, it's Schrader. Jay Schrader.
Terrible.
Yeah, just hand the ball off. That's why I was always my Niners, baby. 49ers, baby. You could be Joe Montana or Steve Young.
Yeah.
And Steve Young could run around and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jerry. You got Roger Craig. Mm-hmm. I mean, John Taylor.
Yeah.
Who was really fast in that game.
So, on defense for the Raiders, Howie Long, dude. You do, go to Howie Long, and you just back it up, go through the middle, bam. That's
stupid.
Dude, I remember I used to get, like, records with, like, 65 sacks in a season and stuff. with him. It was amazing.
See, that's the thing. These kids don't know, okay? This is what we used to have to do back in the day. If mm-hmm. you're playing Nintendo, you couldn't save your game. You had to play all the way through.
Or
pause it.
Pause it and then just turn the TV off.
Yes.
And make sure that the console...
And hope and pray, please, that my parents don't turn this thing off before I get home from school. Exactly. Which happened so many times.
So many times.
You didn't see the red light on there, huh? And they're like, well, you didn't see the power bill last week, did you?
But no, I didn't.
I don't know what a power...
But I know you saw the red light.
And I'm staring at him like, I don't know what a power bill is. But I do know what a red light is, and you turn it off.
And now
I got to start.
I got to start all over.
I got to start Zelda 2 over again. Do you have any idea how far I got with that little guy? I got to go. I don't even remember how to get there. Like some of those games, you like black out. Like, I don't know. You're like so close to the end. Like it's got to be almost over. I've been playing for 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's the original gamers.
Yes.
When could you start saving games? I think Nintendo 64 and PlayStation, right?
No,
you couldn't save it on Super Nintendo, could you? Yeah, you could.
No, I knew, like, Tecmo Super Bowl, you could save your season.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. It was just like Mario and, like, some of the other games you couldn't save.
Yeah,
which
you couldn't
save.
Yeah.
God, that was the worst. Please don't turn my game off. Please.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off.
I forgot. How dare you?
I was going, oh, I forgot. Asked you. I pleaded.
I forgot. Why are you up there anyway, huh?
Yeah, my game room downstairs. Why are you in my room? Because you're in fourth grade. That's why. I can do what I want.
I can do what I want.
Yeah. Which is why, you know, when you got third, fourth graders, kids, and they're trying to tell you what's up, you're like, I tried that same move too. It didn't work. It ain't going to work for you either. Because back in my day, the parent, okay, controlled the power. And it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Until you start paying for stuff, you don't get to, you don't. All right,
so I just asked Alex.
Oh, yeah.
I text him.
Oh, did you?
And apparently it was just Warcraft.
So it was Warcraft.
So the original one with just the ogres.
So it's Warcraft. And then it's World of Warcraft.
And then you got the World of Warcraft where it is today.
Man.
I played that quite a bit. But a majority of my gaming, it came going over to
Alex's. On the consoles, not on the computer.
Yeah. Over to Alex's. I remember when he had the first PlayStation... Dude, we wore out his Tony Hawk.
Well, I remember, yeah, he had PlayStation in high school. Like, because that's the thing, the 64 and, like, PlayStation last forever.
Mm-hmm.
Those came out when we were in, like,
middle school. I didn't have the grade. Nintendo 64, but my cousin did. And we go over there, dude, we'd play freaking 007.
We'd play
Mike Tyson, not Mike Tyson, but, like, the boxing game. It might have been Mike Tyson.
I can't remember.
Or something like that. Dude, I mean, we would just go to town, man.
It's crazy how there's so much in my life I've forgotten, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm getting old, and I did a lot of consumption in my life, okay? Mm-hmm. So you only have so much room for memories. You got to get rid of the old ones. But there's some stuff that sticks with me.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, the day I saw GoldenEye, who lives in infamy,
boom.
I was at my buddy's house, and we went over to our other friend's house, who had a 64. He'd just gotten GoldenEye.
Yeah.
OMG. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa. And it was like right from the movie, too. You know, GoldenEye that came out with Pierce Brosnan.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. How does he speak? Bond. James Bond.
James Bond.
Shaken, not stirred. Okay. I'm James Bond there.
I'm James Bond.
Hello, Governor. I'm James Bond. Yes. Anyway, I don't. That probably is not even how he sounds. It don't matter.
Sound good to me.
When I saw that game, when you play multiplayer, that's what I'm saying. That game is ageless.
Yeah.
You can get a 64 out right now. Go four controllers, load up multiplayer, no odd job. All right?
Now
you get odd job, I'm going to smack you.
But here's the thing,
no
though.
Odd job.
Okay.
It's too short. You can't hit him.
When we were younger, dude, I used to play that game, beat it all the time.
Yeah.
I was good at it. I try and play it now on that jailbreak.
Yeah, yeah.
That suck. I can't even, like, I go in the first door and I die.
I don't even plan on that. I have a 64. Like, I went and got a 64 because I had one in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think my buddy ended up with it, and I just let him keep it. I got another one.
Mm-hmm.
So I got all the games I used to play. I got GoldenEye. Oh, the wrestling games are amazing. WCW vs. NWO Revenge and WWF No Mercy. Have mercy.
These
are the best wrestling games to this day. And I'm a huge wrestling guy. You're a big wrestling guy.
Boom.
Those are the best.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot beat these games. They're so good.
Yeah.
There's nothing better. The graphics may be better than the games now.
Mm-hmm.
The gameplay is not. No. The game is not better. 64s, you can play them now. They're still awesome.
Yeah.
The kids look at them like,
I don't want to play that.
Mario Kart. Mario Kart.
Dude, that came out of Super Nintendo.
Yeah. And it was cool that have you played that one compared to the 64 one though? 64 one's so much better. Yeah. So
and
much
we
better.
Got it on the Switch too.
And that one's fun too. But you know they made it all easy for the kids now. You'd be playing the castle level, you fall off the bridge, and the guy's gonna come fish you out.
Yeah, he's gotta fish you out.
Now
you're
playing and you go to fall off, they just bring you right back in. I'm like, get out of here. Yeah. You gotta help these kids' egos. You used to have to fall in the pond.
Wait for the guy in the cloud to come. Wait for the turtle dude.
Drop you down, and now you're behind by half a lap.
Yeah, exactly.
Deal with it. That's life. Falling in a pond, you either get out yourself or somebody might fish you out. But you don't get to just go off a cliff and then some magical turtle wave
drops you back.
Get out of here.
Get out.
But the new game is cool.
Yeah.
But
so my Allie, she had enough money, almost enough money to... purchased the new Zelda.
Oh, cool.
And
are those good?
She had, so normally it was $60, she had $30.
Yeah, those Switch games are expensive. I know. $60, man.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Well, luckily, Valerie had found it on sale for $40.
Hmm.
And so we were like, all right, give us your $30, we'll pay that $10, but then you got to babysit.
Right.
And so we went out on a date, and it's her game now. And she
good
plays
for
it
her.
All the time.
Nice job. She earned it.
Yep, she earned it. So, I mean, because she saved up that $30. And so she was like, I want a skateboard or I want Zelda.
Yeah, right.
She was like kind of waiting around. She's like, I'll take
Zelda.
I love
that she skateboards.
Because a skateboard, it's only like $15.
Right. Yeah,
and so she can earn that back in the next couple months.
Quick.
You know, but it took her a little bit to earn the $30. And so.
If you're trying to get games cheap, man, around Christmas time. Target has such good deals on games. It's like buy two, get one free. So, it's a little expensive. You're probably dropping about $120 or whatever. But these are brand new games, whatever, Xbox or PlayStation, and then you get a free one. That's a good deal.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got that Xbox a couple years ago because I was going to get online and play some Madden with the guys.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm just not a gamer, man.
No, Madden, frustrating, man. There's so many glitches.
So I went out and got Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption. Played that for a while, for like 2 weeks. Got and haven't picked it up for like two years.
That's
now.
A game you can come back to at any time, though.
Oh yeah,
they'll be there waiting for you, there.
But like I said, I was more of a PlayStation guy, but then all you guys have Xboxes, and so I was like, all right, I'll get an Xbox.
I never, that's what I did, man. I remember, Xbox came out. I think when we were in our junior year, going into our senior year, I don't know. All I remember is it came out and Halo was like the thing. So everybody got Halo. And then and that was when it was still like Madden or NFL 2K games.
Yeah.
Or was it NFL Live? NFL 2K. And you had to decide like which one's better. And now obviously Madden's the one that took over a fault almost because we need some more competition. These new Madden games, they're not even trying anymore.
Oh, guess what I heard that's coming back?
What?
NCAA.
Football. I heard that, and you had NCAA football, which was awesome.
Dude, it was awesome, and then they started suing them for...
Right, because they're using these kids' image, and they don't even get any money. Get out of here.
Exactly.
Give them some dough.
So when they had Jared Zabransky on the cover, he got 25 cents per game that was sold. That's it.
Not even about how many games got sold.
Well, he did make a big chunk of money, but not as much as you would think.
Right.
I mean, you got these games that are $50, and he's making 25 cents off of it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So,
hopefully they
got that game. Still got them.
I think they'll have a better plan going forward. I think they are going to give the kids money now. So it's different.
Oh,
things have changed.
Oh, okay.
Because back in my day, they just used a college athlete and then bam, now you got to give them a little money.
Yeah. Well, it was cool because, especially when the Madden, is you could take like NCAA 2008.
The rosters.
And then have Madden 2008.
Yeah.
And then draft someone from.
No, that was the thing.
That was freaking awesome.
You would export the rosters and then import them on Madden. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
You can still do that now, actually. What people do, it's that whole community, man. You got the guys that they live for this stuff. So when you go to import a file, you have all these people in the Xbox community or wherever that have just created the actual college players that are out there.
Yeah.
And you import them, so you get the real guys.
Mm-hmm.
But that was so cool. I remember wanting to get like years in advance, so I would get on eBay and you'd have to buy the file, maybe like $1 or I don't know, whatever, super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And you buy it and import. You can import years and years for Madden. And now, it's just there. Now you don't pay it. Now people just put it in there.
But nice.
Times have changed, man. Things are crazy. That's just in the last, like, 10 years, like, how much it's changed. Here we are just talking about gays, but there's so much to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Things are, well, so different.
Okay, so, for instance, okay, another thing that we talked about back in our day.
Yeah.
Is my kids, like, we drove to Emmett, like, 30-minute drive, maybe.
Yeah.
If that. Yeah. Okay. The kids are complaining. Can we watch a movie?
Yeah, right.
Can we, you know, play with your phone, play a game?
Yeah.
And, like, we're like, you know, when we...
I had to read.
Like literally, back in our day, when we take road trips, we drive for 7 hours.
Yeah.
You looked out the window.
Yeah, you looked out the window, or you read a book until you got sick.
Or you play a game.
Or if you had, a CD player, because I had a CD player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put your little CD, listen to music, right?
That was the thing. Hey, turn that bass boost off.
Oh, bro, get that 10-second anti-skip. And then there was the 20-second anti-skip. Like, you'd be bragging, like, I got the 20. Mm-hmm. So you drop the thing just to test it, and then the CD would pop out. You're like, oh, man, why'd I do that? That was stupid. Yeah. Was it worth it?
No. But you got to turn the bass boost off or the battery.
Like, and I loved having the bass boost up, man, because I'm a boom, give me that boom. I was that guy, man. You know, I was that guy. I had my backpack full of CDs for, like, a road trip for a football game or something. Oh, yeah. So I'd be tearing through my CDs, like, or, and then in high school, I had the binder, you know, all my CDs. Mm-hmm. I had, like, you know, Metallica, Korn, whatever, Rage Against the Machine, whatever you got rolling. I'd make mixes and all that. Now you just get on Spotify, and I still do it. I make my own playlist, you know, I mean, but it's just right there.
I was into the rock and stuff, too, but I was mostly...
Get that rap.
Got those 12-inch speakers in the back with my sub.
Yep, get that rap music.
Play
that West Side Connection.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Yeah, dude, I'd play that 50 Cent Eminem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Play it all. Oh, man, love that stuff.
You still play those CDs I gave you?
You ever,
what'd you do with them?
I have them.
That was just for you, you know what I mean? Dude, it was just like...
You hooked me up. Now...
Well, because I have them all ripped, and they're all ripped and saved into my Apple, the cloud, you know? So they're all in the cloud.
I need to do that with mine.
Yeah, you just rip and put them in the cloud. Well, yeah. But then I also have Spotify, so, like...
See, I have Apple... I use the Apple Music.
Do you, like...
$10 a month.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's, and like, so what do I do with these CDs now?
Exactly. And so now I just... Oh, okay. Like, I'll look at one of the CDs and be like, I want to listen to that. I'll just go on there and...
That's when the world ends, man. You have your CDs still. They can't take those away from you. That's why I keep them. That's my zombie apocalypse stash. Hey, got my CDs.
Hey, if you want to borrow one of your old CDs...
I have nothing to play them in.
I know, neither do I. I was like,
how am I going to play these
things? Nothing, except for our cars.
I don't have a CD player in my new car.
Okay, well, I don't have a new car. I got old ones that have a CD player in them. So that's what I always...
My Kia has one, actually. Boom. Put the CD in there.
I like it.
Yeah, man. It's just a different world. These kids, man. Like, mm-hmm. I think it really, like, I really do. I really feel like our generation, like our age group, you know, that, you know, early 30s to, you know, mid 40s, even 50, like, you grew up watching the transition from Atari to Nintendo to Super Nintendo, Sega, you know, and the computers too, you know, went from Oregon Trail floppy disk on a Macintosh computer, now I got CD-ROM, you know, with computer, now I can connect to the internet and play multiplayer. This is in the late 90s, then the internet's speeding up, like, it's crazy, and then you had to download stuff, you know, the pirating happened in the 2000s, you know, and then YouTube came out, and then you know, and then now it's like, I mean, the world is your oyster. Everything's out, and it's out there in an instant, right there. You want music? What do you want? You want Spotify? You want Apple Music? What do you want?
It's right there.
You want iHeartRadio? You want Pandora? Those are free. You want Sirius Satellite Radio? I mean, I remember when Sirius Satellite Radio came out, I was in college, and my parents got me a Sirius Satellite Radio adapter for my car. It was like the coolest thing, and you had to... It had a magnet. I put it on my dashboard, and you'd have to stick a tape. I had a tape. You still had a cassette, right?
So
you put the cassette in, and then there was a little magnet antenna you snapped out here on out the driver window on the roof, right? And then you just find a random station that was static or whatever, and then the music would come through. It was satellite radio.
Boom.
I'm such a boss, right?
Now
it's just in the cars.
Yeah.
You just pay for it.
Well, back in the day, when first CD players, the Walkmans first came out, the CD player, portable CD players came out,
Yeah.
How'd you used to play those? bam, pop that tape thing in with the
wire, the adapter for my CD player.
Yeah, freaking plug it in. That's how you'd listen through the tape.
Yeah.
Through the cassette player.
And it was
always
so faint and, like, quiet and, like, cranked up all the way, and you still barely hear it. I'm like, gosh, this is so crap.
But it was awesome because we could listen to our CDs.
Oh, man, like, those, and that's what I love is having those memories. Like, I still remember having my mom's, like, she played vinyls. Like, you know, vinyls, you just have vinyl. Now, if you vinyls are back out, like, cause it's like that hipster thing, like, we're bringing up, but now they're, like, $30 to buy them. It's like, what? I don't want to buy a vinyl. Never mind.
Dude,
but, like, then you could play vinyl versus you had tapes. I still remember trying to rewind or fast forward to, like, a specific song. You know, I had, you know, Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion. I want to find Volume 1. I want to find a certain track. I got to rewind. Oh, too far. Rewind back. Oh, fast forward. I'm, you know.
Hey, what if you wanted is a certain song on a tape?
Yeah, you got to find it. Or you listen to get to it.
No, you got to listen to the radio. And when they play it, you got to make bam.
Remember making the mixtapes?
Hey, hit that record. Get that song, man.
The mixtapes. Yeah, dude.
Boy.
Play and record at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A girl made me a mixtape. The mixtapes, those were a thing. Sixth grade made me a mixtape, and it had All for One. What was that song they sang?
It was
a love song.
Yes, All for One. I swear.
I swear.
Yeah.
By the moon. And actually, that's a country version.
Well, that's a country version, but they sang it first.
I'll be there. And then you get, I swear that I'll ruin this song with country music. They do hijacking.
Easy.
Anyway, now. Yeah, we only did it for like 2 weeks, so. But it's a good song. She had it wrapped in a note and dated. I mean, I was in sixth grade. I couldn't even talk to girls back then. I was like, we're like, dating back then. I was like, we're going out. What? The first time I ever had a girl come up to me was like, hey, will you go out with, I think her name was Holly. Will you go out with Holly? I'm like, I don't know where to take her. I'm in fifth grade.
Yeah.
How am I going to take her? No. I'm like, do you want
boyfriend
and
girlfriend? Come on.
We boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah, and I'm like.
Dude, that was all about
and
that.
And I'm like, okay, I guess. And then you're like boyfriend and girlfriend a couple weeks. You don't touch them. You don't say anything to them because I'm awkward and weird when I'm younger. Mm-hmm. And then they threw their friend. Holly was breaking up with you.
Yeah.
I'm like. All right. Right back to tetherball or whatever. Or tetherball.
Tackling each other.
Or football, yeah. Right back to football in the dirt, you know, whatever.
No, it's funny because we're hearing these stories with my oldest. You know, these two like each other. So we went and grabbed them when we put them together and we circled around them. And
what?
Because they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
So it's like getting jumped into a gang now?
No. They're boyfriend and girlfriend.
You will date now.
No, they're boyfriend and girlfriend. But it's that, okay, we're boyfriend, girlfriend, I like you, you like me, but let's not talk to each other or hang out or anything.
So nothing's changed then?
Yeah, nothing has changed. Because then the girls will grab their friend and the boys will grab their friend and then make them hang out together.
Yeah, that's what... And, so that hasn't changed. That's good to know that some stuff hasn't changed.
Except for... Too much. So that's the difference between you and me is you're the oldest, I'm the youngest. So I saw my brothers.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Dating girls.
Right.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah,
and
you're ready.
So, growing up, I mean, shoot, when I was like 5, all my sister's friends.
5?
She'd bring over.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, when I was 5, all my sister's friends, they come over. All of them were my girlfriend. I had like 20.
5?
And they were all in high school.
Big pimpin', spinning the cheese.
Dude, I used to call them on the phone.
When you were a little one?
Dude.
Little
fella? I tell you, man.
I couldn't do anything when I was that young.
Oh.
Girls scared me.
See,
like,
they didn't. They know. They never scared me.
They scared me until high school, and even then, I don't know if I ever really was super comfortable.
They never scared me.
Good for you.
And then it always annoyed me when you, in middle school or something like that, I'd be like, you want to go out? Yeah. Let's go out, and I'd go and try and talk to them or hang out with them. And they're like, oh, no. And I'm like, forget you then.
Is that what you said?
No.
You said, burr, you.
You. So.
Yeah, man. It's, well, no, that actually is pretty nice to hear. That it's still kind of...
It's still apparently the same. Nothing has changed.
They're like, I guess that's my girlfriend over there. We've been going out for like 3 weeks, but I've never spoken to her. I give her an awkward, like, butt out, awkward hug at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
Yeah. Or you rode the bus together, and you sit next to each other, but that was it.
And you don't talk.
You don't talk.
I did that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh, I was
I remember Rainy?
Yeah, Rainy.
Yeah, I dated her.
Rainmaker.
In middle school.
What?
We held hands on the bus.
Randall's cousin.
Randall's cousin, yes.
Wow, the Rainmaker.
Yeah, and then she moved to California.
Yeah, out of there.
So, that's how we broke up, but I think we only dated for like 2 months. We rolled the bus together and we held hands on the bus. That's about as much as it got.
Look at you.
Yeah.
God, that was crazy.
Old Rainy.
So good to reminisce.
Heck yeah. We can go on forever.
I know, man. It's like, there's so, I can't even. There's so much. Oh, I love it.
Might have to have another one.
I know. We probably should have just rattling on about old stuff. It's just amazing, you know, how much things have changed. And for the good, I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that, you know, if you just want to listen to something, just go, Alexa, play whatever, you know, and then freaking play it.
Yeah.
Done.
I mean, shoot, my 4-year-olds do that.
No, that's the thing. Kid, like, that's why...
Alexa, play Gummy Bear.
No, it's like, we didn't have Alexa. Gummy Bear.
And Molly's just dancing around.
Right. These kids know how to use technology so early. Mm-hmm. And it's good. I mean, that's the way of the world. It is sometimes to a fault, you know. They get reliant too much on it. Kind of detached from the real world.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while, we got to help. All right, come on now.
Yeah, we got to bring them in.
Well, especially being out where we are now, where we got plenty of room for them to roam around.
It's on us, man. That's where, like, you know, I think we're at a good age group, you know, as parents, like, you do know the difference. You know, between, like, okay, you remember gaming for a while or doing things, but then you also remember playing outside and doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Got to get them outside.
Well, dude, I think, I mean, yeah, I played gaming and everything.
You played gaming?
Well, I was just...
Is that a game?
I played games. I remember gaming. Shut your damn mouth.
I played gaming.
You son of a gun. Come here.
It's in the gaming.
It's in the gaming. No, I remember playing games, gaming and everything, but, I mean, most of my memories were outside playing.
No,
I mean, growing up, I had all my cousins and everything.
Yeah.
Having sleepovers all the time.
Yeah.
We were outside, dude. Especially Sundays. We would have a get-together at my grandma's house every Sunday.
Oh, cool.
We were outside playing football. We were playing... We played baseball for hours playing pickle or slide, as we used to call it. Yeah. You know, you got the two bases, two people throwing the ball, you got people running in between.
Pickle, baby,
Pickle, we used to call it slide, but...
Cool.
And pickle, and we would have, like, actual baseball
games. Yeah, we got to get that stuff back, man. We got to get, you know, playing... You know,
that's what I'm talking about, man.
We don't want a bunch of, you know, drones just staring off into space at a screen.
Yeah.
We gotta get them back.
Rein them in. Come on, get outside. And that's what we do during the summer. I mean, especially with this last year, our first year being here on this land and everything.
Yeah.
We turn the TV off and say, all right, get outside and play.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be outside mowing the lawn while they're out there just messing around.
Yeah.
You know, as long as they're outside, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Jumping out of the tree as long as they're outside. I don't care.
I typically that's the good thing about having multiple kids is that right there, because you know we don't have that, so it's like unless your cousins are over, which they're over a lot,
mm-hmm.
but if they're not, then it's like I'm having it, or Alex is going outside and playing, which is fine, mm-hmm. you know. But so we do definitely a lot of lounging because it's a lot of like whatever we want to do,
mm-hmm.
but you know she says like let's go throw the ball around or kick soccer ball or something.
Need to have you guys over more often.
Yeah, absolutely. Get her out here. She loves it. Mm-hmm. She loves it. I mean, I just... she'll go play. She loves playing by herself. I mean, it's no big deal.
We were at the Super Bowl party at the old Kniggies.
Yeah.
Landon and Juliana were hanging out quite a bit.
Yeah, I think he's got his eye on my girl.
I think Alex and I decided that it's going to be arranged marriage.
Listen here, buddy. Well, when she's about 30, see you.
And that's what I tell my kids all the time, too. Huh? I tell Allie, every time we talk about her having a boyfriend or something like that, the age gets older. First, he was like 20.
Yeah.
Then he was 25, 30. Now I think I'm up to like 65 or 70 or something like that right now.
When I'm dead, you can date. And she's like, cool. And she gets a gun.
I wake up in the middle of the night, she's standing there.
With a pillow. Hi, Dad. I was just helping fluff your pillow.
Fluff your pillow.
I love you.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode.
Yeah, that's been a good one, man. I love journeying down memory lane when we do it.
And hopefully this brought some memories up for some of you listeners out there.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows, man. They remember. Come on. We all remember those days.
I mean, we can go on for... I mean, we might even do another episode.
We should, man. Okay, real quick. But you remember, like, when you record on a blank VHS tape, you could buy the blank VHSs.
Oh, yeah.
You get up to 8 hours. Ooh. So if you played your cards right, you get 4 movies on that puppy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, unless you record a Braveheart and you get one movie.
One movie.
Yeah. With the intermission, it'd be just Mel Gibson instead of intermission. And it's just him with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was him and waking up from his dream.
Yeah.
Or dreaming about his dead wife. I still remember to this day where the intermission left off. It's crazy. Because it started with what's his name? The King Edward Longshanks. Who will go? No, he's like, whom will I send? And he's got that coffee.
Yeah.
Whom will I send? And then it went to intermission, Bill Gibson. And then it was him dreaming in his dark. But anyway. Take that for back in my day. If you had an intermission on a VHS tape. Or you'd be like, oh, cool, this movie's on there, and you put it on. You record it over it. You get all mad. Man.
Yeah. No, I remember watching, what was it? Oh, crap. Aladdin in the movie theaters.
Yeah?
No. Sleeping Beauty. No.
Sleeping Beauty.
It was Beauty and the Beast.
I remember watching that because it came out like 91 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I remember watching that. It was like the same time that, that movie Babe Ruth came out. The movie with the dad from
John Goodman, The Babe.
Yes, The Babe. Yeah, because they were in. Because I remember, I wanted to see Beauty and the Beast.
Right? Did you?
But shut up. But my brother.
I'm just kidding. I saw it.
That was watching us. Wanted to go see The Babe.
Yeah.
So we took us to The Babe, and I remember sneaking out and sneaking in to Beauty and the Beast.
Oh wow!
And watching it. And then when that got over, because it was already on, so I didn't watch the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It was already playing.
All right.
So when that got over, I snuck back in to The Babe.
Yeah, so. Those are the days, man.
Yeah, that was when we lived in Kimberly. Yeah. It was Twin Falls when we watched
it. It was a lot easier to bounce between theaters, too, back in the day. Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
God, I remember working at a movie theater. God, we're getting off.
Oh, I remember that, man.
We might.
That's now a plumbing store?
Yeah, Linden 3 Theaters in Caldwell.
Remember Coach taking us to go see Triple X.
Yeah, Triple X, man. Open up with Rammstein. I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to like this movie. Fire, fry. They're blowing fire. I'm like, dude, Rammstein. And then the movie went downhill from there. I'm like, bring Rammstein back.
I never understood why he took us to that movie.
Because it was like, I don't know, it was like an action movie. It's just like, it was more just to get everybody, the football team together. It's like a, you know, kind of like a camaraderie thing.
Because I know when Seth, my older brother, was a senior. He took him to go see Remember the Titans.
But that movie wasn't playing. Yeah, but that wasn't playing.
Well, I know, but it was a football movie, so I was like, okay. But then he took us to Triple X, and I'm like, this has nothing to do with
because it was a summer action flick, and during that time, that's all that was out. Was Triple X.
Well, it was just funny.
Vin Diesel.
Because I'm like, this has nothing to do with like football or like.
It's all good.
Like motivation or anything.
I was motivated. You know? Rammstein blowing. Hey, dude, I saw Rammstein playing, blowing fire. Man. I was like, dude, got mohawks. And
working
then,
out to that song.
Yeah. Oh, fire, fry. Yeah.
Those freaking huge speakers in the gym.
You know, that went. And that's the thing. Right after that movie, I remember getting that up because I had those mixed CDs that were put on the like the weight room stuff. That song went right on there.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on there. Fire, fry. Love it.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
Now, to this day, we have hearing problems.
Yeah, oh yeah, I can't hear anything. That's cool, I don't care.
What?
I can see.
All right, guys. Well, no, seriously, this is going to do it for this
episode. Appreciate the listening.
We're definitely going to do another one.
Yeah, we're going to.
So, I don't know, maybe the next episode.
Or some, or just we'll, you know, maybe periodically just, you know, have an episode about just raveling about the good old days. Because that's what we like to do, man. Hey, but if anybody's got requests, you know, things they want, like, hear us talk about as far as, like, you know, parenting or from the dad's perspective, anything, or like kids.
Reminiscing like this is a good way for you to get to know us as people, you know.
Absolutely.
Us as the hosts or whatever you want to call us.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we are going to be doing some interviews too with some people.
Yep. The plan is to get those scheduled.
It's the, you know, February. Got some people that we want to talk to, have them in here and, or go to their house or whatever.
Yeah.
And interview them. So, but hey, everyone, y'all, stay classy.
Stay classy, Ron Burgundy.
San Diego.
Go yourself, San Diego.
But no, hey, everyone, stay safe.
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy the new year. Obviously, we're into February now, but you know what?
It's still new.
It's new. Enjoy.
Everyone's still trying to figure out what the heck this year is going to be.
It's going to get better. It's getting better. I think it's going to continue. So. No,
I'm waiting for summer.
I'm done being negative.
I'm waiting for spring because that's when we're going to be getting our camper and hopefully a new truck. So.
Oh, sweet.
Boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting for spring to come along. So once that comes along, that's when the fun happens. So hey, remember. Your children are blessings, and don't take it for granted. We'll see you guys next time.
Take care.
Bye.